mind the go. You find my way across the town to the port.
Explain to us about the title, Colonel Gaddafi's hat. That's quite a significant hat in the story, isn't it?
When we went back in August, when Tripoli finally was reclaimed by the rebels, we went into the compound as they were breaking through. And in amongst this absolute chaos, there were sort of hundreds of people running all over the place, rampaging through their houses, pillaging and firing guns all over the place. Out of this mayhem walks this young man with wearing a rather splendid sort of hat.
And as one's with still a scrambled egg around the side.
It was all very elaborate.
Braid and so on.
And he was like a sort of figure. You know, you sort of think, am I imagining this? Because he walked out of smoke and sort of came towards us, brandishing, I think, one of his fly swatters and wearing this big gold necklace around his neck. And I thought, I've got to interview this guy. And unbelievably, he spoke perfect English. And he just walked up. And I said, well, where did you get the hat? And he said, I've just been into... And he couldn't even believe it. He said, oh, my God, I've just been into Colonel Gaddafi's bedroom and I've taken his hat. And he delivered this, what I thought was this amazing sort of speech about now's the time for our country to come together. We've got to stop all the fighting. It was like this sort of Churchillian speech in the middle of this absolute chaos. And he was a real character.
A fantastic piece of, I mean, very well-deserved luck after what you'd been through to find that the man who had looted the colonel's hat and fly swat and gold chain spoke good English.
No.
Fantastic moment.
It was a whole series of very fortunate or unfortunate events. I mean, I realise I've been absolutely insanely lucky all year.